Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Melissa Murphy, who's part owner at Johnston Paint and Decorating in Columbia, Missouri. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm great, Kemp.
You know, I met you way back. I think you came to a Shaw advisory meeting. I think back then you were just an employee at this company, and now you've actually got part ownership, right?
Exactly, Kemp. Yep. I think we met probably 2008, 2009, somewhere along in there. So my husband and I and cousin took over this business in 2013, which was intentional from my uncle.
You're in a university town in Missouri, and you were telling me a little while ago that you had a really good year in 18. And 19, you've got growth again, not quite as stellar, but still good. So what's the secret there?
Well, we had a really terrible Missouri winter, so we're sort of holding our springtime here in terms of build construction, and so we're a little behind on our numbers this year, but quickly returning to where we need to be. And then right now we're sort of in the throes of apartment turnover being in a college town.
Yeah.
So we've got a whole lot of apartment carpet and a hard surface heading out the door this last couple of weeks and the next couple of weeks before they all get back in town.
Yeah, and on those multifamilies for students, I mean, this is blow-and-go stuff, right, lower end?
Yeah, we're talking, you know, $4.50, $5 cost on these carpets. So, you know, they last a couple of years or something like that.
So how much of your business is replacement?
By yardage, it's a lot just because those materials are so inexpensive. But as a percentage, it's pretty small. Our total replacement business is under 20% of the carpet purchase of the year.
What is your mix on carpet to hard surface now for the whole company?
We're still heavy hard surface, of course. I'd say we're 70-30, 70% of square footage in hard surface.
Yeah.
And 30 in carpet. I'm seeing a little bit of a resurgence in the carpet on apartment turnover just for its ease and warmth. We have some pretty cold winters around here, and so we've had a couple of good-sized projects that have sort of stopped and said, hey, wait, maybe we're okay with carpet living rooms and carpet bedrooms. So they're not going full bore with LVP or they're testing it.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I was meeting with Bob Shaw a couple of weeks ago, and he was reminding me that apartment renters, they don't own the place. They really don't take care of it much.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of these apartments that had gone over to LVT and they're seeing some damage that renters are doing to the property, a few of them are going back to carpet because it's harder to damage carpet.
Yeah, I would agree with him. It's harder to damage it, but then it's also really inexpensive to replace it.
Right. One other thing that I want to catch up with you on, since you're called Johnston Paint and Decorating, immediately that tells you that you help your customers pick the product. I mean, they're in there looking for design help, fashion help. So you were telling me that a few of your customers in this day of millennials and e-commerce and everything, that you had some folks coming in and they were being cordial with you. You were helping them out, and then they were leaving and showrooming you and going and buying it online. And some of them have come back apologetically saying, ooh, this was a mistake. Can you help me?
Yeah, right? You know, so we're probably a little different than most showrooms are. We've been doing this for a long time. I'm seeing more and more people as I meet them at convention or talk to them saying, hey, we're hiring in-house designers, or we're more concerned about our salespeople being consultants and not just salespeople. So that's sort of where we've always been, is that all of our consultants are interior designers also. We have had a couple of situations with pretty good sized houses, and folks would come in here. We, of course, give them the benefit of the doubt that they're shopping with us. One even had been a prior customer. And so we pulled the whole package together. They spend hours and hours with us to the tune of even measuring and things like that. Comes time to pull the trigger, and all of a sudden, it's crickets. You can't hear anything from them. And you find out later that they've been off, you know, buying bits and pieces here and there and yonder, and perhaps at a retailer that isn't so concerned about their margin, clearly doesn't have the overhead of the interior designers in the nice showroom, or some of it on the internet, that kind of thing. One of our designers is working right now with a customer that is returned to us sheepishly with her head down saying, I'm sorry, I had no business doing this. And we're talking a six-month-old, you know, $800,000 house before the lot. And she's in here spending major money, has hardwood that is noisy that she doesn't know what to do with. That, you know, at the end we win because we're still selling her a lot of stuff. It was frustrating, really frustrating at first. You know, you end up taking this stuff really personally. So as these customers have returned, I guess it's returned my confidence in maintaining the level of service that we've always done. We can't break on that, or we're just like, you know, the other guys in town.
Yeah, how much commercial do you do?
Oh, not very much at all, 15%, something like that, all negotiated. We do no bid work.
Yeah, okay. I saw you at Neocon.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised to see
you. Yeah,
that.
Well, I just happened to be in town for a couple of days, and so it offered me an opportunity to sneak in there for 5 or 6 hours and just check it out.
You live the business, don't you? You love it.
Can't get I do. I do.
All right. So what is bringing you the biggest growth this year? Anything new you're doing?
You know, we made a concerted effort a couple of years ago to really drop traditional marketing and focus on things that were really more grassroots and things that clearly impacted our customers. And so that turn has shown a profit to us. You know, we've recognized what's important to our customers, and we sponsor it heavily, be it fundraisers, charity events, that kind of thing. We're in the communities. We're involved in the schools. We're sending our people out. Our community has a parochial event that about 50 churches go in on called For Columbia, and it's basically a day of giving. Over 2,000 volunteers. Last year, we made the decision, not knowing at all what that cost would be, that we were going to donate all paint materials and stain materials as needed for any project that came through for that day of giving. And we racked up just shy of $10,000 in cost of materials. It was way more than we thought. It did shock me a little bit. But the return on that, when you're talking about the people that volunteer, they're a certain type of person anyway, right? So those people have values similar to who we are looking for as customers. So we see them back in here. They're in here buying window treatments for their own home. They're buying floor covering. They're sending their neighbor in. They're talking in church saying, hey, can you believe this little local store, you know, actually donated that stuff? And so, you know, we did it again this year with open arms, excited to see those folks again when they came in April. But you do tug at their heartstrings when you've donated to their kid's school, you know, when you've donated to a charity that they support. I think it's a little unsettling maybe to watch those dollars go out without thinking that you know where they're coming back from, because someone in those marketing agencies will tell you that it's super easy to track a newspaper ad or easy to track pay-per-click or something like that.
Right. But I guess it depends on the market.
Yeah, you know, we kind of stepped into an unknown. We were following our heart. Yeah. It was what was important to us. And, you know, I think being out in the community is, it's important to us anyway, and the fact that it returns an investment is sort of a bonus.
Melissa, what price points are you seeing if people are buying nowadays?
Oh, you know, Kemp, I think we had a slight questionable period there where interest rates were going to go up, and then housing starts were going to kind of slow down a little bit. That concern has been completely alleviated. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing these new construction buyers coming in and completely disregarding their budget and upgrading to get what they want. I just had done some numbers a little bit ago, just kind of thinking about what that overage amount was on floor covering per house and how that related per square foot, and I was shocked to realize it's sitting between $3 and $4 a square foot on average. And so, you know, when we think that maybe an average across a whole house might be $7 or $8 a square foot, material and labor, to add, you know, another 40% or something like that in that $3 or $4 is really huge. And so it's allowing us to increase our sales and not increase our customers.
Interesting. So is that on hardwood and tile, or what are they?
Everything. Okay. Yeah, you know, so like they're more interested in pattern pieces. We're selling more wool than we ever have before. Yeah, and then they want to upgrade their hardwood. They're not interested in the $4 or $5 look of hardwood.
Okay.
They're interested in the $7 or $8 or up.
All right, Melissa, well, it's great to catch up with you. I just wanted our audience to hear a little bit about what's going on in Columbia, Missouri with Johnston Paint and Decorating. Again, been talking to Melissa Murphy. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.